20 Day Fiancé.
Hello, I am the inventor of the sort of covert sex toy, the Thighbrator. It's a little device that you can put between your thighs and the sonic waves that are emitted. It's nearly military weapons grade sonic waves that are emitted. Vibrates straight to your erogenous zones, causing all kinds of stimulation and titillation in a way that will not cause much visualization. Anyway, thank you so much for having me. I'm Sophia Alexandra.
Wow, what an honor. Welcome to the
show.
It's what's it called again?
The Thighbrator.
And does it, like, just what's the shape of it?
It looks like sort of
like a mini accordion,
like
for your
thighs. Taurus symbol, you know, like where it's two curves and then a bar. So these curves hug your legs and then there's a bar that joins in between. It's not that rigid. It's a little more ergonomic.
I was thinking like of a silicone kind of situation.
It is. No, it is made of silicone. Okay. But I just wanted to give the form first. And it's powered by 16 D cell batteries. It is a little cumbersome. I will say that's a lot of batteries, about 23 pounds in batteries.
Yeah, I remember when I suggested that you consider like a much more powerful, smaller lithium battery. And then you got really angry at me and you threw the 27 pounds of batteries at my face.
I know. It didn't get far because I'm weak, luckily. No, and I'm sorry I did that. I'm sorry. I apologized.
And we didn't speak for a while after.
Well,
that.
I just didn't like that you were now telling me about stuff and you were just snickering at me the whole time while I was making this device. And then at the last minute you mention that
it wasn't the last minute. You just said that you understand women's pleasure better than women. And then I was like, okay, then why don't you hang yourself with your little Thighbrator then?
I mean, anyway. In a way, I mean, you were correct. Nobody bought anything from me. I was constantly laughed out of meetings, so it wasn't a good feeling for me.
But I think you learned a valuable lesson.
I did. Is I don't know shit about anything.
And hello, I am the inventor of the chia mushroom, which is a chia pet.
Whoa.
That you spread magic mushroom spores on, and then you grow your own psychedelic mushrooms.
Oh my God.
I am Miles Gray.
Wow, that is... We like that. We like that here. We really like that here. I just want to say, we really, really like that around here. Truly an honor. I actually did an interview with Dr. James Fadiman a few years ago.
And
I mean, he's you know, the father of sort of you know, psychedelic uses for, you know, mental expansion, or, you know, more just like medical uses, you know, microdosing. So that's me. Anyway, welcome to this show.
I'm more of a major doser.
I'm more of an overdoser. Welcome to the show. This is a 420 Day of Fiance.
A podcast where we talk about our favorite reality, trash, which normally is 90 Day Fiancé. Yeah. But on Thursdays, we've been recapping Married at First Sight.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Season 9.
Yep. It's just an all-around trash heap now. We're just little trash monsters digging in the garbage.
We got real hungry eating the 90 Day trash. We were like, give us... you know, second course. And that's where how we ended up here at Married at First.
Hey, at least there is another season of 90 Day coming. So our prayers have been answered. It won't be too long. There are still people willing to shoot in the pandemic to give us this content.
God bless America.
Bless them all. Bless their little hearts. So, yeah, we're talking about Married at First Sight, Season 9, Episode 2. Nice to marry you. It's nice. So nice to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to meet you. Nice to marry you also. I don't like this part. I'm going to be honest. I don't like this part
of the show. Because it doesn't pop off until they actually, like...
Until they go to honeymoon.
Yeah.
You want to see the arc begin. You want to see the romance. You want to see the highest as it gets, and then just to see it go as low as it can get.
Or sometimes when they go on the honeymoon, you realize, oh, this is never going to work out.
Yeah.
Right, like, away. Go. So there's no high. It just starts from a low. Either way, you know, we like the heavy drums.
Yeah.
And this is like not as fun because you're like supposed to try to care about the wedding outfits they're choosing. But you know, they only have a sponsorship at like that one store. So they're all like, I hope you want to wear a navy blue or navy blue.
Right.
So it's just, and they're like, for women, they're like, I hope you like the one kind of neckline.
Yeah.
It's a halter or fuck yourself. So yeah, I honestly was like, this is so boring.
Yeah.
I forced myself to make notes and be petty for the good of the show.
I mean, I could get real petty, you know, and I don't want to because I don't think that's not what the earth needs right now. We need to heal the earth. But maybe the pettiness will heal. I don't
exactly.
know. Maybe pettiness heals.
I am here to go with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Okay, well then let's break some hearts. So they start revealing to their families that they are getting, you know, married at first sight, basically. And everyone's family has like a little bit of a different reaction. Elizabeth and Jamie, I think they're the first couple that they show. And Elizabeth is the woman with red hair who is the account executive at her dad's logistics whatever company, and her dad, they're very
supportive. I'm actually an account executive at my dad's company.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, please don't ask me what my daddy's company
do you mind just putting that bottle down? We don't need that for this shot. This is just we were just going to get a static shot of you standing.
Okay, but if I'm going to be standing, I just need to talk about how I'm crazy, okay?
I know, okay. And you also
but
need
I'm
to
crazy in a
also
fun
need to,
way.
You'll also need to stand up. You can't be laying on the ground either. Please, Elizabeth?
I get to do whatever I want. My daddy said so.
Okay.
I'm the baby of the family, okay? So
have
I get to
bond.
Have whatever I want.
We have a... What is it? What did you say? Like, we have an undying bond or something. The purest of bonds because I'm the baby. Her parents were like, yeah, sure, whatever. Like the way they responded where they were like, they were very supportive, but also you could tell they were like, yeah, we can't do shit about this. There's no way to control her. Like,
I just think they're straight up tired and just kind of like exhausted by her mere presence in their lives. They're like, whoever wants to deal with this next, like, please, you're welcome.
What's her mom's name? Like Derma or Murda?
Something like that. Myrna?
Murgatroyd?
Yeah, that's what it was.
I don't know. It was something. I kept looking at it. I'm like, what the fuck? What's her name? I don't know. Murta. We'll call her Murta.
Well, she... Murta. I don't know. Elizabeth said like some more really cringy stuff this episode, and I took a lot of notes on that because like we said last time, the first red flag was where she was like, what was she like? I have the biggest heart of anyone I've ever met or whatever,
yeah.
Right? Didn't she say some
yeah.
shit like that?
Yeah.
And then she dropped some other delightful gems this time. Like, I'm a total guy's girl.
Yeah.
I'm like,
mm-hmm. She also said, I need to, it's hard to find someone that can handle my energy. Okay.
I want a man who's gorgeous.
Can you handle it? I don't think you can. Jamie tells
his
parents.
I make myself laugh all the time.
Like, oh, good, good.
I just want to tell my future husband, this is going to be an amazing ride for you. Did you catch that?
No.
The for you.
Oh, thank God. Thank God for me.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
So you better buckle the fuck up, blast off. Jamie, okay? His parents are kind of funny. His dad has got this real dry humor.
Yeah, his dad made me laugh.
He's
a
like,
lot
so
of
why
the
don't you start doing drugs?
Yeah.
They're basically not much there. Deanna and Greg.
Wait.
Oh.
Are we going to just skip over the fact that at one point the dad says to Elizabeth, hopefully he won't have a small penis about
yeah.
her future husband? What the fuck is that about?
That's
Like, that's being to satisfy her the way you have, Dad? No, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. No.
That is such a fucked up thing to say.
It's just, it's something she's always talked about. So that's, he's being a good dad. She always wants that fat dad.
Imagine if your mom was like, before she met Her Majesty, she was like, I just want to make sure that she has that real tight puss the way you like.
Yeah. God. What? Nice to meet you. Is it tight? What? Your daughter.
Oh my God.
Oh, thank you.
And the dad just like loves his like problematic daughter and also is so tired of her. He's like, whoever marries Elizabeth is going to have to be a patient companion.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she's a ball of energy. Get in or get out.
His heart is what the dad says.
Deanna and Greg's reveal was also not, I mean, the funny, I think Greg's mom was the funniest part when he was on the phone with his mom.
Oh, I took notes on that too.
Yeah, and his mom is like, who the fuck are you married? Is she old? Is she ugly? Like,
she goes, you better tell the experts you expect to be able to have a family. So right. She can't be old. And then right. She's like, Greg, you've been using night cream?
Night cream? You better start putting night cream on your skin to get ready. Mom, what are you talking about night cream?
Clowning him on fucking television. That was the best. But also, he deserved to be clowned. Did you notice Greg has 4 bean bags in one room?
Yeah.
And 2 of them are Ottoman bean bags? Yes. I didn't even know that shit existed. What?
They do. I will tell you this other thing I wrote down. Greg has Caesar energy from 90 Day Fiancé.
He totally does.
I believe they're both from North Carolina.
Oh my God. Are they related?
Part of me wants to do a deep dive. Sorry, I just had to have a sip of water. I was getting a little caught up there.
Or are they just herbaceous together?
Yeah. I don't know.
That makes them seem like brothers.
They are herbaceous. Exactly.
Because I was like, he is so corny. I wrote down, I'm like, damn, Greg is Corndog O'Brien. This motherfucker wrote the day of his wedding on a whiteboard a note to himself that said, remember to breathe. You fucking corndog.
He's a fucking, such a math teacher. You know what I mean? He has like a math learning center. So he's like, that whiteboard is like his love language. He's like, I'm sorry I cheated on you, Deanna. I should have been a better man, but I am not. And for that, I apologize.
I could never trust in a blind process like that. I really couldn't. Because for that, I was like, you can't predict some shit like that, that he's going to be some kind of herb that has his own whiteboard for notes to himself. Like, I didn't know to include that in my profile, that I don't want that.
Ask Deanna for anal later tonight. Greg, what is this on the whiteboard? Nothing. I'm sorry. Just
you weren't supposed to see that. That was planned for a week from now. You're reading the whiteboard early.
Greg, this is, I told you, please get a journal. It's really disturbing and makes me uncomfortable. And
but the note is like, don't you want that to be like, I don't know, on you once you leave that board for the rest of the day? What are you
No, I'm telling you, that's how much of a teacher this guy is. He's just like nerdy math teacher guy. Like I'm telling you, the whiteboard, everything is his, like, he probably draws portraits on there. Like, he is probably,
oh my God,
like, I've envisioned you. I drew portraits of you based off of dreams on my whiteboard.
This dude is not ready to get married. Who owns
four
bean bags and 2 of them are Ottomans? I don't understand that. How are you sitting in a giant bean bag and you're like, this is comfortable, except I need a tinier one for my feet.
My feet. Or no. I have little guests over. I have people with little butts, maybe people who don't want as much of a sink in experience. There's levels to the bean baggery.
Watching
I'm
him
sorry.
Read a Bible in that bean bag room, I was like, nope. That
it's weird because
that's,
yeah, no,
that's
but
my
oh,
deal
you know what it is? He's such a fucking teacher. Like, even his house is set up like a counselor's office. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, yeah, have a seat on the beanbag. We'll be right in. So what's going on at home, pal? Everything cool?
It's right, you know, before he turns his hat around backwards.
Right.
He's like, let's rap.
All right. Okay. Let me play a little beat for you. All right, what do you guys know about?
So your parents seem like they're really rough.
Oh God, please. I'm here because I shit myself and I need pants to go back to class to wear. Please, is there emergency clothing? Oh, okay. I got a different beat for that. So you came to the office and you need some help because you tried to do a fart and you shitted yourself. Okay.
Plus 100K for some dope rhymes to you.
Thanks, Greg. Anyway, I shitted myself, man. I really need these pants, please. Yeah, but I believe the whiteboard. Oh, I want to ask you this. You remember, like, in class, right? I just want you to close your eyes, right? Okay. For a second. Everybody, K1s, close your eyes. And I just want you to picture everyone who remembers, maybe, I'm sure most of us grew up with whiteboards being a way people were communicating to us in an educational context. I want you to envision a teacher's hand holding the marker going up to the whiteboard. Now, when they're writing on the whiteboard, is their pinky out?
No.
Oh, man.
But mine is very specific.
That's a specific vibe. I always think of the most elegant whiteboard like drawers in my classes, like the teachers who always had the gentle pinky out on the side. Anyway, think about it. That's just something to think about. You know what I mean? Because the truth is out there. We all know that. We all know that. Okay. Should we move on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next up, we have Amber and Matt. And Amber has a big old family.
Amber is adorable. She's like, yeah. So not my type, but there's something so adorable and tiny and tough about her.
Yeah, exactly.
That I'm like, you won me over. I don't know what this is.
I don't know what it is, Amber. You're doing something.
She'd punch you in the arm and it'd be like too hard, but then you'd be like kind of into it.
That's another festival friend. That's like another person that somebody who like somehow ends up with somebody at the end of a night of a concert. I'm like, who's this? That's Amber. Oh, okay, Amber.
Exactly.
You have a twin, Megan?
Yeah.
Amber and Megan? Like, And I'm looking at my friend, I'm like, we're on mushrooms. Like, okay. Wow.
Yeah, for a second, I bet it would be so trippy if you weren't even expecting one of them and then there were two of them.
Yeah.
And they were like tiny, so they sprung out of nowhere.
Do you think twins like doing that?
Freaking people out? Yeah, I bet
not freaking people out or just doing like when that moment happens when someone realizes they're like, oh, you have a twin. Okay. And they're like, oh, hi, we're twins. We're twins.
I bet they love that shit.
We're twins.
Otherwise, Darcy and Stace wouldn't have a show.
I know. Okay, so I like how her twin Megan was like, Amber is like the rowdy one.
She's and like, she like, is the wild one and out of the two of us.
Like, Amber is? I mean, I wonder if Megan has tattoos. Is it because Amber has a tattoo? Or what don't we really know about Amber?
It made me laugh because she's like, out of the two of us, Amber is the one that will sometimes ask for dressing not on the side. You guys, she is crazy.
She like wants it. She's like, doesn't care. She trusts them in the back to like dress it properly.
She's so wild, you guys. Like, I wear Velcro shoes, but she, like, ties her laces. It's, like, what if they untie? What is wrong with you? Oh, my God.
She's trying to get out here and get killed. And, like, also the other time I remember she smuggled, like, 40 kilos of heroin across the border, like, with her ex-boyfriend, like, in a homemade submarine.
So crazy, right, you guys?
But anyway. But the dressing, like, is she for real?
Come on. Even with blue cheese? Yeah. She's wild.
And then she cut a snitch's tongue out with a leather man. It was brutal. It was at a Red Robin in Orlando. It was really scary.
Red Robin.
Yeah. That's how you say it when snitch got his tongue cut out. Okay. I don't know. Maybe Amber is. I don't know. We have to We have to explore all options because the truth is out there. We don't know what that means. But I like, well, not I don't like, she has a big heart, you know, and they were mentioning that people have taken advantage of her in the past. She gives her all. You know, she was with someone.
I love that when she said, when her twin sister described that she has a big heart and she gives her all, she was like, no, literally, her last boyfriend took every one of her paychecks. Her I was like, all, oh, all yeah. You meant like literally.
Her all paycheck. Yeah. And her all heart. Actually, she nearly went through with a procedure for an organ transplant.
Because she used to be taller. He took 2 feet of height away from her.
Yeah, she was 6'3".
When he met her, yeah.
You should have seen her femurs. They were magnificent. They looked like baseball bats.
She looked like a beautiful gazelle horse.
Okay, what about Matt?
Okay, I, again, don't trust him. There's a lot of red flags for me. One, he didn't invite his family to his wedding because they got a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bitch, you had parents that were together until like recently. You're a damn adult. What is mm-hmm. the problem? Just send 2 invites.
Something happened. I wonder if his dad is in prison.
Send one. Like, send one invite. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that complicated.
What happened though? What? Like,
I want to know, but I don't think it's going to be a satisfying answer. I think it's just going to be like, oh, someone cheated. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be like.
Oh man, I think.
I just think he's weak.
It could be. In my mind, I was like, yo, he tried to murk the whole family or something.
Well, he also wears fake glasses. Like, he might need them to see, but the way he wears them is like a person who wears fake glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know about the fake glasses thing.
Yeah, we weren't into it.
The first time you put them on, he's like, oh, what? Oh, fuck, bro.
This what you see? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Look, watch this, watch this. I have approved your loan. Congratulations. Oh, fuck, bro.
Oh, fuck. Okay, hold on. Watch this, watch this. I'm a lawyer.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, right? It's pretty good.
Oh shit.
You believe that shit, right? When I said
I don't know, but I who knows what happened to his dad. I don't know. I'm really curious. I really want to know. I almost Googled it. Hey, K1s, if you know, just tell me. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
if
true.
You know for real.
True,
like
true,
what's the true on that? So yeah, I don't trust him either. He's very low energy about everything. So I can't, like, I get he's tall. So maybe, you know, his blood pumps through his body a little bit slower. So he's a little bit slower. I don't know
but
if that's a
real
thing.
I feel like he's a bad person. When you've been tall for that long and you play basketball.
Yeah, when you've been tall for that, like, when you become
you
tall later in life.
Right now. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's better. You know, like, mm-hmm. get tall in your 40s.
Exactly.
You know, in your
50s. Save it. Save
live
it.
A little bit and yeah. then become tall.
Exactly. You want to have the kind of personality that you develop from not being tall and then.
Yeah, you're like, tall. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm tall. Hey, oh, God. Sorry.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeez. Oh, whoops.
You don't want to be like, hey. I can have anyone in here because I'm fucking 8 feet tall.
Is that true?
Well, that's the kind of energy he has.
I can't wait to be tall.
Yeah, you're going to crush
when,
it.
When are you going to get tall? When do you think?
I'm thinking like probably I'm going to start, I think in like 5 years.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
I think that makes sense.
I think I'm going to get tall enough. I think I'm going to have like at least a 2 divorces.
Before
and
you
then,
get tall.
Then I get tall. Yeah. That's what, that feels about right. Like in sort of the way I want to write my own biography in my head.
No, I think that's beautiful.
Yeah. Cause I had to learn, I had to fall before I tall.
And you'll have
name
more
of the title of the book. Fall before you tall.
And you'll have more gall at that point mm-hmm. also because you will be so tall.
But no shade to tall people. We love you. We love you all.
We love you.
God bless
we you. Envy you.
In a way, you can't have anyone in the room, including us. Holler at us if you see us in a room.
So,
Iris, the virus.
No, the virgin.
Color, I mean, yeah, she's the color yellow. You know, yellow is the color of my horniness. Her mom loves that she is getting. They're so cute together. It's
they
so
are
funny.
So cute. But the mom is just like, if she wasn't going to find or ask someone to match her, I was going to start matching her. I was going to take out ads in the papers, a billboard. I'm like, Iris is cute. You don't need to do all that.
Yeah, she just needs to get out there. She just needs to know that, you know, you could do your thing and not go to hell.
You could just bone it up, Iris.
You know, bone it up, because boom, guess what? Boom, ain't nobody pulling up for hell. We already know. People ain't pulling up for hell like they used to.
No, they're not.
Not like they used to. So her dad, they get him on the phone, and he's just sort of like,
what are y'all smoking is what he's saying.
Yeah, what y'all smoking? And then he kind of pushes back, but in the end, he's fine with it, like most parents on here. Everyone's just sort of shocked, you know,
at the most. But he's supportive. He's like, if, you know, if it's going to make you happy, go for it. Yeah. That's kind of the overall attitude.
Yeah. It's interesting. There were a couple of parents who did that who were like, well, is it going to make you happy? And they're like, yes. And they're like, okay. Like when you say like, oh, well, that's how they just made sense of it. They're like, mm-hmm, I just need to hear that. That's my parent cocaine I need. Is that what I need? Okay. All right. Let's do it. Fuck it. It's cool, man. Let's do it. Let's create this nightclub where you need a password, or you have to be able to answer a Seinfeld trivia question to get in, because that's how you vet the people who are able to come in. No cheating. Could you imagine? That was an idea I had.
What?
On drugs once. Was like a club that the way you got in was you would have to be able to answer like a trivia question. So you had to demonstrate like a basic level.
Is it the same question for everyone?
No.
Okay, but give me one.
They're all in the same, like, they're all in the same vein.
Okay, give me one.
Name two side characters from Seinfeld.
Like their names?
Yeah, just name two side
characters. Sue Allen Mishke.
Mm-hmm.
The Brawless Wonder, obviously. Mm-hmm. And Putty, Elaine's on again, great, off again boyfriend.
Great. Fine, welcome. Another one would just be like, name three basketball players from the 90s.
Oh, like any three? This club is easy.
You'd be surprised. And, you know, it'd be varied, you know, because I don't want it to be biased. I would be the door person, because I would always want to just be like, what's this? Because, you know, there would be a few rounds of questions.
Mm-hmm. So you just basically are trying to see if you vibe. Like, it's not really about the questions. It's about how you behave while you answer the questions, but also a little bit about the questions.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Sorry. I mean, we're showing you how the pudding's made, how the sausage is made.
No.
Okay. What about Keith? He tells his parents as well, and they are a little, they're like shocked, but it's funny how much power his grandparents have, especially his grandmother, because they're like, well, we're fine. He's like, but you know, we're going to have to tell your grandmother. And it's like, whoa, that was sort of wild when you see like that kind of power structure in a family. Cause normally like the buck stops with the parents, but I've seen families where it's like, well, we're going to have to talk to your grandpa. Or like, we're going to have to talk to grandpa. Like, what? What the fuck's going on? Okay. Wow. I see the respect here. I see the levels in here.
And when you heard the grandma speak, you kind of saw that, like, why? Because she's like,
yeah, she's like a pastor.
She's so wise and has like this, like, very much like I am the matriarch in the chillest way kind of energy. Like she rules, you know, with like a quiet kind of power.
Because she's already like a community leader, so by extension. Mm-hmm. She is still the leader of her family. And a deacon. So, well, you know, very conservative, but they get her blessing nonetheless.
And she says like a wise thing about it or whatever, right? I don't remember what it was, but it was like pretty wise.
I don't either. I was just like, this feels wise. Or maybe it's just when old people talk really slow, it feels wise.
Well, she was just like,
real eyes realize.
She said,
wow.
She said, I think, like, as you know, like, as a religious person, I take marriage really seriously. And, you know, I, like, do think this is kind of a crazy thing to do. But I've never, I've always supported you and I'm not going to stop now.
Don't stop me now. I'm gonna support you.
No matter who you marry.
See, whatever. You know, we got our own. We got our own versions. And download the competing ringtones now for $45. Okay, so let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back to talk about dress and tuxedo shopping.
420 Day Fiance. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And you can't have a wedding without a really nice outfit, as we all know. Okay, so what are they going to wear? I kind of checked out for this part mostly.
I can very quickly run through everything and be very petty if you'd like. We're going to go quick.
Okay.
So, okay. Keith and Iris.
Mm-hmm.
Keith is the only one that chose a different looking tux. It's cream on black. It's fucking, it's tight. He looks dope. Love it. Iris's hair looked really nice. Good makeup. Love the little hair clip on the side. Dress was fine. I mean, I think mm-hmm. she could have done better, but it was like, she was like, I want the white white. I want, when he sees the color, to know exactly how tight my pussy is.
Well, I mean, she's, I need a pure white. Like, I need raw, uncut white. And I need, this can't be bullshit. This off-white might as well be black. I am horny.
She was
Will
like,
they know?
That's blush. That's bone. That's taupe. That's Ooh. Beige. Don't fucking play with me. Yeah. I said white.
White. I'm talking about the fucking light you see when you go to fucking heaven.
But
that's
yeah.
what the fuck I'm talking about.
She looked fucking good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Do you want Elizabeth and Jamie?
Yes, Elizabeth and Jamie. Jamie is really interesting when he first comes out with his weird inside-out smoking jacket.
Yeah.
And his brother was like, please don't. He's like, why? He's like, no? Okay, fine. I won't. Okay, fine. Whatever. That was fine. Elizabeth, she seemed picky. What is her actual hair color?
I think it's probably just like light brown.
Light brown. Okay. I'm trying to picture her like that. I'm like, I think she, because I was like, what does she look like before? Isn't that, or I like all the hair colors.
But she,
But she needed to get her roots touched up.
Ooh, meow.
You know what I mean?
Meow. I just want to say that her dress was not good either. I didn't like that weird color and like pattern. And like, I know she was trying to emphasize her titties, and like, as someone that would also probably do that, that's not how you do it. It looked like that shit was falling out. It just wasn't, it was not flattering.
That was not it.
I didn't like it. It was not. It was
you should
not
let her
it.
Know. Because she's on this conference call right now. She's actually on three-way right now. I can't believe you said that about her.
She's been on three-way this whole time.
And I can't believe you said that about her titties. That's so fucked up.
Oh my God.
I don't know. But snooze. Sure, they got dresses on. The bachelorette parties, Elizabeth is like ready to fuck forever. It looks like her whole attitude throughout that. She's like,
yes.
Oh my God, Iris is a virgin. Oh my, I don't know what I would do. I don't know. We got these strippers here. She's like, ah! Like, she was fucking vibrating. She was thibrating.
She definitely told me later that she used your product before that night. So
yeah, it happens. It happens.
Yeah.
I have a thibrator between my legs right now.
That's why you've been smiling this whole time.
Yep. And that's why I've been farting too.
Cheesing so hard.
I feel happy. It also gives me a horrible migraine because it is really intense. So it's, I don't know how
don't
worth
blow
it is.
Your taint out, dude.
Oh, it's my migraine. I'm really worried about. Okay, I'm gonna take it off. Okay.
Okay. So the worst outfit is Matt's outfit, because he wears, for some reason, in addition with the navy blue suit that everybody else has, he wears that red shiny satin tie. Like, his ass is like Trump. It looks so bad. It looks so bad.
God. Well, yeah.
And then he and his groomsmen all wore the same exact thing and the same shoes.
Yo, him and his boy were high when they were getting their tuxedos. It felt like they had the vibe of me and my friend who just smoked a blunt in the car and then went to get a tuxedo for a wedding you don't give a fuck about. I've literally done that with people. You know what I mean? Like, let's just do it. Here
his
we go.
His gray-haired friend is fine.
The one who shows. Yeah. We don't see him until the wedding day, right? That guy or the bachelor party or whatever.
Yeah.
What was the bachelor party? What were they even doing?
They weren't doing anything. They just had a big tittied girl like play blackjack with them while they shot liquor. That was really
big
it. Big
titted girl while I shoot liquor.
I'm sure Matt wrote a song on guitar about it later.
You got a big titty girl dealing the blackjack. She deals you 21 and that's her age too.
Big old titties
giving you blackjack. Oh my God, that is a hit, Michael McDonald. Thank you so much. I didn't realize he liked this show too. It was a fucking whatever. It's a TV show, so you can't have like a real fucking, you know, nasty party for either parties because it has to be on TV. Although I don't know, last time I went to like a traditional, you know, like toxic man bachelor party, I was like so exhausted by the end from drinking so much, I was too old for it.
You Danny Glovered out, huh?
I'm too old for this shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you, I'm Danny Glover.
I told you about the only time that we had, that I went to a bachelorette party, which is when me and my friend.
Danny Glover was a stripper, right?
No, it was when we went to Palm Springs and we like rented a house and then had a stripper come and he like stripped in the house and he was like really, he shaved his ass and it was all spiky and then he kept trying to put our hands on it and it was so gross. And then later he stole one girl's epilepsy medication because he thought it was drugs.
Oh my God. Spike ass stole her epilepsy meds.
Yeah. And then, like, we tried to report him to the stripper agency, and they were like, yeah, I don't know. This is what happens.
Oh,
you
I'm
got
sorry,
a stripper.
Man.
That's on you.
That's like, on you, man. Spike thanks. Ass, you know, honestly, I do feel bad that we sent Spike ass over there because he's shady with it. And now, this time, did any of the customers get cut or have abrasions due to his spike ass? Because we will give you a small stipend for that. We can't pay for the meds though, unfortunately.
It was wild. This girl's like, well, it's not gonna get you fucked up, it'll just make you constipated, but I might have an epilepsy, I might have a seizure. He was so fucked up, dude.
Spike ass. Oh man, just wax that shit, you know what I mean?
But also, like, just fucking leave it.
Well, yeah, but not if you don't, like, you know, have a clean asshole. You know what I mean?
It's not an asshole. It was his actual ass.
Oh, okay.
It was the cheeks. Why would we be touching his asshole?
Oh, it's not? Wait. Okay, I'm confused how the stripper works then.
Yeah, the stripper, everyone fingers his butthole. You
the
know,
stripper,
classic
everyone,
stripper stuff.
Everyone
you've
do the credit
Magic
card
Mike,
down
right?
his butt crack.
You remember that part of Magic Mike, right?
Yeah.
When Jada Pinkett just fingers Channing Tatum's butt in front of everyone. And Childish Gambino sings. You remember that scene? It's beautiful.
I definitely do remember that there's a... Oh, wait, hold on.
What are you looking up?
I'm just thinking this.
Early in the mornings when I
I remember this part of Magic Mike where they're like, all right, everybody spread open your butts. The stripper's about to come around. You know what time it is.
booty hole finger time.
Oh shit. Anyway, okay, what about the mariage, the wedding days?
I mean,
any
it's
highlights
all
for you?
Stupid, who cares? I just like how into her husband Amber is. She's like, oh my God, he's hot. Can we just make out all the time? Can you just kiss me? Can we kiss the bride? Oh my God, can we kiss the bride now?
Yes, honey.
So I liked her energy. I thought that was adorable.
Yeah, she's excited. You know, like something you'd want to see if you had just married somebody. And he's like, oh, for real? Okay, fuck. You want to kiss like that then? Sick. All right, here we go. Your eyes are like crazy.
There's no way he was good at basketball.
Dude,
he's
your
too
eyes
slow
are...
to get from one side of the court to another by the time he's done saying
he's,
one sentence.
He's an old school center, you know. He's not much of an athletic guy. But the way his... I just want to say, when a dude's best compliment of a woman is your eyes are crazy, that's not... I don't know what else to say. Except
it's also
for,
not just your woman. It's your fucking wife. You couldn't come up with better than that.
Run away. Okay. There's not much else going on. Oh, damn. That's crazy. Your eyes are crazy. Like, what color? Okay. Sick. You have sick ass eyes.
He really couldn't even do the work of looking at her eyes and like guessing a color. Like, he couldn't even be like, oh, you've got beautiful brown eyes.
Oh,
he was
you
want to like,
kiss again?
He literally made her do the work of complimenting her own eyes by being like, so, like, what color are they? What do you call that?
Oh, okay.
And then
what
she had to
your...
be like, well, I guess I call it Amber because it's, like, my name. So she literally flirted with herself for him.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that poor person. I mean, please. I wish them luck. But Matt has such low energy going into this. You're like, this ain't. It's almost. I know it is disrespectful. Okay, that's what it is. Okay, what else was there? Anything? Oh, I just wanted. I do say shout out to Greg's homies who are not being toxic and being very
that
supportive.
Was so sweet when he cried and they were like, "Bruh, you don't have to front with us. You can be yourself. You can let it all out, man."
You know, let it all out all the fucking time,
his
as
homie,
much as possible.
His one homie said, just be your authentic self right now. That's all you need to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is beautiful. Are you single? What's happening?
I know. What is happening? Also, like, wait, what? Why is there a stripper coming in right now? I'm crying, guys. I'm having a moment. Why'd you bring a stripper right now? Sorry, man. Time to spread open the butt and check out his butthole.
What about... I think Greg and Deanna kind of look alike.
Greg and Deanna.
Because they got a nerdy
energy. They look
energy.
Like a couple.
Yeah.
Already. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's,
they look
I think
like
you said
they've
that last
been married.
Time.
Yeah. But just seeing them again
on
their wedding day, I was like, already, they match. They just match. Whereas I feel like Matt and Amber have a completely opposite energy.
No, they look like a toxic couple from high school.
Yes. They like you're always like she's it. Always crying in the hallway. You're like, just dump him. And she's like, we've been together for so long. We
I'm
have so
fucking
much
pregnant.
We have so much history.
Oh my God. Cut to she's not pregnant. But like they always fight. They always like have sex at school. Yep, there were like there was a couple, like there are people there's an energy that like in a way, they like that was like the first like as a freshman, I remember there was a couple that was like seniors. That were sort of like that, where they're like, man, like star athlete or like popular kids. But like they were so like they would make out like it, like everyone was like, whoa. And then fight like fucking wild in front of everybody. You're like, this is so fucking sick. They're like,
they're really in love, man.
Yeah. That's what I feel like.
We're
going to
vote for them
like.
For king and queen and prom for sure.
Where like there'll be times where she's like sobbing about something that's happening and he's just like, has his back turned and he's on his phone. He's like, I can't believe you're not even fucking listening
to me right
now. Exactly. He's like, I don't, dude, you're tripping. You're tripping. I don't know.
I just told you I don't like drama, so.
Yeah, they don't even. If, yeah.
I don't know what this is.
He's got that like slow boil, you know, like toxic shit where it's not yelling. It's just always like just no energy committed to it. Like, no, I don't know.
I know where you're acting out.
This is wild. Wow, really? Damn. Okay.
If you want to get emotional like that, I guess.
That's how it is for
you.
That's
on you.
I mean, just look at me and look at you. I'm not yelling. I'm like so relaxed right now. You're the one tripping right now.
Look at me. Now look at us.
I'm looking calm as fuck, bro. You know, that's what's going on right now. And you're looking fucking like you're losing it. And then also, I remember with Deanna and Greg, though, when she mentioned she was single for 10 years, Greg does take a solid beat.
Oh, he immediately, you can see the pneumonia.
Yeah, exactly.
Alarms going off.
100%. It was just all 10 years you have been. Okay.
Oh, like, why? Just like curious.
I already feel the judgment. And I already feel the judgment. I already feel the judgment. Judge Judy, Judge Dredd, Judge Wapner, Judge Marilyn Million. Okay. Judge Hatchet. I get it. Judge Joe Brown, Judge Mills Lane, Judge Reinhold.
Damn, you know a lot of judges.
Judge Rehnquist. Okay. Now, this whole, I don't know. They're all just, it's a little. I understand his concern, because what are you coming into a marriage with when you've been on the sides for 10 years? But as she says, she's been working on herself. She seems pretty
together
and like very much knowing what her needs are and how to have those needs met. So, you know, I don't think it's that big of a deal. But shit, I was single for, you know, my whole life. Basically, somebody found me.
The only reason that I would also have been worried isn't because that I'm like, what? Someone couldn't love her for 10 years? It's more that I wonder if how set in her ways she is. Because my mom's been single forever and she just likes her stuff so particular.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's my only worry is when you're trying to marry somebody who you don't know, like there's going to be shit about them you don't like. Because
suddenly you're like,
yeah. So I just hope that she's like,
they're
gonna
like,
be a
why
little
is
patient.
This man in my bed,
exactly.
What the fuck is this? Oh, it's my husband. Fuck. Okay, right.
He's like, you have to stop macing me.
Yeah,
okay,
please.
I can't sleep with goggles on in my own house.
Please don't mess with my sleep apnea machine. It's really dangerous to do that. Or putting water in it. It's really, please don't do that. And I get it. The first, you know, 5 to 7 times was a mistake, but now it's been like 30 days in
a row.
Also,
I do feel like changing the locks every time I leave the house.
Yeah.
It just sends me the wrong message.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll see.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And any final thoughts before we ride on out into the sunset?
I just would like to ride on into the sunset on this cloud of judgment.
Okay.
Just call me.
You also rode in on a cloud of judgment.
I did.
And
I
vape
did.
Smoke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just call me RB Judge.
Mm-hmm.
So basically one thing is another red flag for Matt is who wears a hoodie under a sport jacket like that? He looked horrible at that little guy's
Tyrone Biggums from the famous Chappelle Show sketch. I'll have you know.
He had huge Tyrone Biggums vibes for sure. It was so bad. And then he had those jeans rolled up on his like.
Look, man, he's
he sucks.
Wow.
And then Deanna's bridesmaids' dresses were real ugly. That shade of green is not flattering. That like pastel-y green was gross.
Oh.
Okay. What else do I hate? I hate how on his wedding day, Matt's like, so it's game day, you know, but it feels different. I'm like, yeah, because it's your wedding day and not fucking game day in Italy or wherever the fuck you play.
Right.
Honestly, that was so annoying. He was like, yes, we're just going to, like, you know, we got our uniforms on. I'm like, stop it. Just stop it.
Yeah.
But then they cut to Amber's dad and he was like telling her sports metaphors. And I was like, all right, they're a good match.
Jump ball. Here we go. That's stupid. I hated that jump ball.
Yeah, with him and his groomsmen.
And just like,
of course he got it. Oh, he always gets it.
He always gets it. What the fuck?
It's imaginary, you
Who
fools.
Who are y'all? Whose men's are these? Whose man's is these?
Come get these men's.
Cometh and retrieveth thy men's.
These men's have expired.
His jeans have expired.
Please, everything.
I'm sorry, this man's clothing has expired.
Gotta pick it up.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Gotta pick it up before other people get sick. People are gonna get sick if you don't pick them up right now.
You need to dispose of it. It shouldn't. You shouldn't actually even be putting it in the black bin. You should actually be dialing 311, and the city should be coming here to retrieve this outfit because it is expired and is now a hazard. To the neighborhood.
Unless you have access to a biomedical waste receptacle, do not get rid of this expired man.
No, please don't.
And his friends.
All right. Well, on that, we ride off into the sunset on this cloud of judgment, leaving a devastated group of men behind in expired outfits. That does it for this week's show. We'll be back to talk 90 Day on Wednesday, because that's what we always do. And then next Thursday again, you know, talk about the next episode as we start building some steam here into the Married at First Sight universe. Hell, we might even combine an episode or two just to start getting into it, because, I mean, I need it. I can't wait. Not
Me
when
too.
It's all in front of me right now. I want to headbutt through this motherfucker because I need to know. Can we trust Matt?
I need to know.
Is Matt just a toxic tall fucking bro?
Yes.
Okay. With that, follow us at 420 Day Fiance on Twitter and Instagram. 420 Day Fiance is a production of iHeartRadio. So for more podcasts, get the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. And, you know, make sure you subscribe to the show and leave us a comment too, because that keeps us the tops of the charts, because we are the number one rated podcast about 90 Day Fiance that starts with a number. So that is 100% true. Wait, maybe not. Yes, no, that is. And I'm just going to say that. And I'll say other things too, like Michael McDonald was on this show. You heard it doing an original composition. With that, you can also find us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. I've been Sophia Alexandra. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TheSophia, S-O-F-I-Y-A. And on my other weekly podcast, Private Parts Unknown, with my co-host Courtney Kosak and my comedy album, Father's Day.
Wow, that was beautiful. And you can find me, Miles Gray, on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And you can listen to me on my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist, every day with Jack O'Brien.
And Chicken Man. Tune in for that.
Chicken Man. That was my favorite episode we ever recorded.
Oh, Mike, don't even get me started. With that, we will talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
Peace and blessings.
Oh, 20 Day Fiance. Yeah.